This is the Curious Human Podcast. I'm your host, Rochelle Taylor, and I am so grateful to have you here joining me for the Soul Expansive Experience. My intention for each episode is to weave together storytelling, insight, and in-depth conversations that provide you with tools to support your evolution, embody your wellness practices, and understand yourself more deeply. Here you'll hear from me alongside thought leaders and impactful voices, and we're talking about all the things that pique your curiosity and will inspire you to step into an aligned and expansive expression of your life. Topics like health, spirituality, psychology, the Enneagram, wellness, and creativity. I believe that you were put on this earth just as you are, with your own unique gifts, story, lessons, and infinitely curious spirit by design. So together, let's nurture our curiosity, unearth our potential for evolution and growth, and support each other as we do our best navigating this wild ride we call life. Hello, hello, curious human, and welcome here. If you have been following along with the podcast for a while, you know that there is nothing that lights me up more than sharing and talking about the Enneagram and about wellness and how we change our ways. How do we evolve and how do we transform? So I am so stoked to share the three things that you need to start applying the wisdom of the Enneagram into your everyday. So in case you don't know, the Enneagram is a complete motivation-based personality framework that has been developed and refined over millennia by philosophers and psychologists as a tool for spiritual awakening and transcendence. This system outlines deep insight into your nature, providing language and compassion for why you and others act, think, and feel the way that you do. Upon first discovering this tool, curious humans will often speak to feeling seen and even sometimes exposed when first discovering your type. It's like, how does this book know my most secret inner workings and my deepest, darkest capacities? This is often followed by a need to know everything about the Enneagram and your type, and maybe that's what's brought you to listening to this podcast right now in this very moment. But for too many, this is where it's end, and you're left wondering, okay, but now what? I know my type, I have all this information, but I'm not really sure what to do with it. So in this episode, I'm showing you the three things you need to integrate the Enneagram into your everyday so that you can experience more contentment, clarity, and connection, and start showing up as the embodied potential of your type. The Enneagram became a game changer for me really when I started to see it as this intricate three-pillared system that requires not just the self-awareness of the Enneagram framework. So not just the knowledge and not just the books and not just the podcast and not just the knowing, but also the integration of somatic practices and soul work. And this is what's required to allow the Enneagram to transform you and how you experience your life. This is a spiritual tool and it's for humans. So we can't negate the heart piece and the body piece of this work. It's not just about the knowing. Applying the wisdom of the Enneagram into your everyday is really a spiritual practice of seeing your patterns, forgiving yourself for them and letting them go, and then taking action towards a more embodied and less reactive state. The first thing you need to apply the Enneagram to your everyday is to know your Enneagram type. I know it sounds obvious, but when you're ready to invest the limited energy that you have in applying this wisdom and in showing up for yourself, you want to make sure you've got your dominant type right. And this radical self-awareness, again, is the first step. Discovering your type's patterns, you can identify your skills, see your blind spots, and awaken to the ways that you've been operating on autopilot. If you're new to the system or maybe thinking you have mistyped and you're not 100% sure of your dominant type, which is common, especially if you were introduced to the Enneagram by someone else who told you, oh, you're such a two, or the type you think you are came because someone else told you, and not an expert in, you know, a deep inquiry session, but someone who just knows you on the surface, it's really hard for someone else to understand your inner workings. If you're feeling like your type isn't resonating, the first thing to do is to get really clear on that dominant type. If you need some help connecting with your dominant type, I really recommend learning more about all the types. Find out which one truly resonates for you. Remembering that it's often in this low-level behavior that we really start to recognize ourselves or feel seen. Download my free self-typing guide if you're unsure of your type and stay curious to learning. I'll put the link in the show notes to download the guide, or you can find it on my website, rochelle-taylor.com. And if you do know your type, this looks like going in deeper. Really start to know your type. Understand things like your growth and stress points on the Enneagram, your type's defense pattern, your stance, your dominant intelligence center. These concepts can help you understand your type's relationship to the head, the heart, and the gut, which can help inform which practices are going to best serve your nature and which ones you're going to want to integrate and prioritize every day. For example, if you're a four, a feeling and withdrawing heart type who can literally take too much to heart, you can understand and often feel that you spend a lot of your energy in the heart space and sometimes in the head space, but the heart space is really taking up the majority of your energy, and that the gut center, the body, is underused. And when you start to really know your type and really understand the energetics piece of your type, you understand that, you know, your growth path as a four is to type one, which is a gut type. And knowing your stance, you know that the gut is your least developed center. And this is really useful information when you're ready to integrate daily practices and take action towards your embodied self. The second thing you need to apply the Enneagram into your everyday is an openness. I consider this a function of the heart, because when you are willing to see yourself like the Enneagram asks you to see yourself, you need to be able to tap into this heart energy to be able to, first off, forgive yourself for the ways you've self-sabotaged and the ways that you've acted that maybe aren't in alignment with your vision for who you want to be. And then connect with your inner knowing. The heart space also holds the key to what is my purpose? What is the path forward? What do I really want? What is my heart's desire? This openness can be integrated in many ways, but often we find it by integrating time and space into our everyday to be receptive and open to pause, to be quiet, to listen to your inner knowing. This can look like journaling, reflection, meditation, praying, or chanting. Whatever brings you into a receptive space of openness to receive insight and information and forgiveness from a space of grounded presence. And that brings me to the third thing you need to apply the Enneagram into your everyday is a daily practice. Because that receptive state of grounded presence I was just talking about that helps you connect to your purpose and path forward, it doesn't really happen on its own or come to you while you're being a schlump on the couch. Integrating a daily practice, what does it look like? How do you show up for yourself every day? And for each of us, this path to embodiment is going to look different based on our type and our type's own unique path, right? That's informed by that first piece, the awareness and the knowledge piece. But all types are going to benefit from daily time and space in stillness, self-reflection, and somatic practices. And by somatic practices, I'm talking about movement and breath work that work to clear stagnant energy and clear pathways neurologically in the brain and in the body so that you can create new behaviors and break patterns and develop new habits. So my favorite app for keeping me consistently showing up and keeping me accountable is a free app called Insight Timer. And it has a timer that you can use with or without music. And it also has thousands of guided meditation and breath practices. This is not at all sponsored, and I am fully sharing this with you as like my secret tool in helping you to show up for yourself. What I love the most is that you get stars when you show up for yourself 10 days in a row. So it doesn't matter how long those showing up for yourselves are in each and every day, but if you show up 10 days in a row, because consistency is key, you get a star. And that wanting to something as simple as, you know, getting a gold star is a motivator enough to keep showing up. At least I found that it was. And what I love is that 10 days is how long the science says it takes for you to start feeling the impacts of a daily practice on your well-being, which once you start to feel it, it becomes easier and easier to start showing up for yourself and easier to integrate these practices of breathing and stillness and journaling and chanting and praying into our everyday in small ways. So it doesn't have to be these long periods of time, but can you show up for yourself every day for a minute or 5 or 10, log it on Insight Timer, you'll get a gold star and increased levels of well-being and happiness and more of that grounded presence that you need to start receiving more of that insight, more of that purposeful connection to the heart space. If you're just getting started and you're not totally sure of your unique embodiment path, you can still start to integrate this wisdom into your everyday by integrating a simple practice that I love and that I use every day, not only in my own personal practice, but with my clients as well, is box breathing. And box breathing is equal ratio breath, samavritti in Sanskrit. And it can be, you can do one round or 5 minutes, but it is so potent and helps to ground you into the present moment and into that state of receptivity. And if you would like to learn more about box breath, or if you're ready to integrate box breath into your everyday, again, 10 days is all you need to start feeling more calm, connected, and clear. You'll find a free guided box breath practice in the Curious Human's Guide to Embodiment. I'll put the link in the show notes. If you haven't downloaded already, this free guide is jam-packed with practices that will help you integrate more calm, clarity, connection into your everyday and offer more insight into your type's unique way of getting stuck and unique path to embodiment. What's most important when you're getting started, though, isn't perfectly integrating the practices for your type or doing it, showing up for the longest, greatest, biggest practices, but about showing up for yourself in small and sustainable ways that you can do every single day. 3 minutes every day is better than 30 minutes today and then never again. And if you are ready to connect with your path to purpose and well-being, I am so excited to share that I have free webinars happening next week to help you learn how to apply the Enneagram into your everyday. In this free webinar, you will learn the 3 ways of mismanaging your energy that self-sabotages your well-being, discover why you're feeling out of alignment, even though you've been burning yourself out trying to do all the things, how 10 minutes a day can actually change your life. And again, coming back to this, the most potent shifts you can make are small, consistent ones. So in the webinar, we're going to learn 3 simple embodiment practices that you can integrate into your everyday for more of that calm, clarity, and connection. And I'll share the 9 unique paths to embodiment. Use your inner nature to inform how you show up for yourself and understand how your type has a unique way of getting stuck and also how to expand into your unique path to embodiment. So I would love, love, love to see you there. The webinars are happening on Tuesday, September 28th at 8 p.m. and on Sunday, October 3rd, also at 8 p.m. in Central Standard Time. You're going to want to sign up for the webinar and show up live. I've got exclusive offers and bonuses for those who show up live and am so excited to get to connect with you and share this potent framework and insight with you so that you can use it to make real shifts happen in your life. Thank you so, so much for being here. It has been my absolute pleasure sharing this time and space with you, and I look forward to connecting with you again next week. Bye, curious human.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, take a minute to give us a 5-star review and help us connect with more curious humans. Thanks, and we'll see you next time.